Upheaval, breaking point, chapter 16, divisions. As night settled across the northern plains, it did so upon the already set camp of Fangbreaker Fortress's survivors. By the end of the day, every pony was completely exhausted. Commander Dreadstep had called for a rest only when the sun had partly set. At their pace, they expected to arrive at Bastion City by tomorrow noon. Already, Bastion City's tallest buildings could be seen as small shapes over the horizon. The mere sight of them brought some relief to a lot of ponies. Twilight Sparkle counted herself among them. She was also glad to finally be able to rest. Her shoulder was really starting to hurt, and her legs were starting to give. However, she was more concerned over some pony else's fatigue. She found Rarity flat on the ground, panting in exhaustion, while sweat dripped from her mane. Even with the cold, the exertion made them sweat. Twilight knew that she didn't look much better.
"How are you feeling?" she asked.
"Utterly exhausted,"
Rarity replied between pants.
"If this is what life in the Legion is always going to be like, I'm afraid I may not last very long."
"Don't say that," Twilight said.
"I'm sure you'll get used to it. Here, I brought you some dinner."
Rarity looked up expectantly.
"Please, please, please, tell me it's a bowl of tossed salad with some pastries for dessert," she said. "Even an ordinary loaf of bread will do."
"Sorry,"
Twilight replied. She placed the small pouch in front of her friend. The sight of the pouch seemed to suck the last remaining strength from Rarity. She opened it, her expectant look already crumbling.
"More of that disgusting sandy feed,"
she muttered. She poured some of the grainy material onto her hoof.
"Tear up, Rarity. Vengard says there's a lot of decent food at Bastion City and we're almost there."
"It's not that." "Well, it's not only that. This feat is certainly depressing in its own right."
"So, what's wrong?"
Twilight asked.
I was just thinking of Sweetie Belle,"
Rarity said.
"I hope she's not too terribly upset about me being banished. And Carousel Boutique. It's only been a few days, but it's most likely in shambles now. I didn't even get to finish that last order, too. Spike worked so hard to help me with all those gems, and it was all for naught."
It was Twilight's turn to look downcast.
"I'm sorry," she said. "This is my fault."
An image of Ponyville came to her mind. How were the ponies taking her and her friends' disappearances? Had they even noticed? What had Princess Celestia told them? To make things worse, she and her friends may have well been considered criminals since they were banished. Then there were her parents. It must be crushing for them to realize that their daughter, who had been doing so well, was now in exile. A hoof touched her own.
"Don't you start thinking that I regret joining you here,"
Rarity said with a smile.
"That's not true. I just..."
The smile lessened slightly.
"I just wish I was given a chance to say goodbye and set my affairs in order. I think all of our friends feel the same way."
"I understand,"
Twilight replied.
"I wish I could have seen my family, too. Princess Celestia must have been afraid that we would spread the knowledge of this place if we weren't banished immediately."
"Well, let's not wallow too much on unfulfilled wishes. Excuse me, I have to choke down dinner."
Rarity gave the feet on her hoof one more disgusted look, then stuffed all of it in her mouth. Eating soon turned into a mixture of grimacing and chewing. After another apologetic look, Twilight went on her way. She was thinking of seeing Spike by the wagons when something else caught her eye. That and a loud, distinct shout that made her curious and worried.
"What did you just tell me, Chosen?"
a deep-voiced pony shouted. Twilight didn't recognize the voice, but she knew the tone it took. She didn't like the word chosen, but there were two ways that it was spoken here in the Barrier Lands. There was Vanguard's way of saying it, which turned it into a neutral word to say where a pony was from.
There was also the way Pyre said it, which turned it into the worst thing a pony could be. The voice just now sounded more Pyre Valor than Vanguard Clash.
You heard me loud and clear.
The response made Twilight hurry. That was Applejack, a rather angry Applejack by the sound of it. She found her friend staring up at a yellow earth pony stallion. A few ponies had gathered around the spot to watch.
I ain't talking in fancy, Applejack said. You ran into me on purpose, and I want an apology. If you weren't so slow, I wouldn't bump into you, the stallion growled. You think you own this plane, Chosen?
The stallion stood around a head taller than Applejack, but she didn't back up as much as an inch.
This plan is big enough for the both of us and an army of ponies. You bumped into me on purpose. Now pony up and say you're sorry.
The only thing that's going to be sorry is your worthless hide,
the pony shouted. He pushed Applejack with a hoof, making her stumble backwards for a foot. Applejack quickly stepped forward and shoved back.
So it's a scrap you want, huh? She said. Why didn't you say so?
The Chosen thinks she knows what a fight is,
one of the spectators hooted.
Rough her up and show her how it's done, Stoneshot!
Stoneshot raised himself to full height and banged his front hoofs together. Twilight noticed that his hoof had glinted when he shoved Applejack, and that they clanked when he struck them together.
If you're going to move like a crippled mule, Chosen, you may as well be one,
he snarled. Some of the ponies in the background yelled in approval. Applejack held her ground and braced herself. From the look of things, it seemed that she had resigned herself to fight on, even if she was going to get badly injured. Twilight decided that enough was enough. She pushed ahead, ready to intervene with magic if she had to. The yelling stopped before Twilight could move any farther, and the gathered ponies parted to let some ponies through.
"Stand down before I call the Legion Police on you, Stoneshot,"
Vanguard said.
"Vanguard Clash?"
Stoneshot asked.
"What, are you defending this Chosen? They're a spoiled, cowardly lot, all of them."
Vanguard stepped in between Applejack and Stoneshot.
"So you're picking a fight with the smaller, unarmed and untrained Chosen, while wearing your tramplers and with your friends nearby because she's a coward? What a hero you are, Stoneshot."
Stoneshot hesitated for a moment. Then, with renewed resolve, he stepped forward again.
"They don't deserve any sort of honorable battle," he growled. "This Chosen is here because she defied her princess," Vanguard said.
He stepped forward and matched Stoneshot's stare.
"She's been banished for believing that Equestria's division is wrong. You will show her respect for that."
"I will show her how we deal justice."
Stoneshot pushed past Vanguard to lunge at Applejack. For his trouble, his face encountered a pair of back hoofs. Applejack had aimed well. Her kick struck Stoneshot's chin with a resounding thud and a distinct crack. The force of the blow knocked him on his back a few feet away. He lay there for a while, his eyes wide with surprise and his jaw slung open. A collective gasp of surprise escaped the gathered ponies. With a fierce cry, Stoneshot struggled to his hoofs, only to fall flat on his belly when something landed on him in a streak of red.
"Assaulting an unarmed civilian!"
Scarlet Rabbit crowed as he sat on top of Stoneshot.
"We're looking at 30 lashes there, Stoneshot. I hope some pony remembered to take a whip from the fort. I only had time to save some booze."
Stoneshot struggled against Scarlet, but the Pegasus's weight was too much.
"You ponies over at Special Operations think you're so high and mighty," he growled.
He winced in pain and clutched his jaw. No assistance came from his friends, who were already dispersing. Twilight spotted a trio of barded ponies making their way towards the commotion. She didn't recognize a barding, but this must be the Legion Police Vanguard was talking about.
"Sounds like loser talk from some pony who didn't make the cut,"
Scarlet said with a laugh. He flew off Stoneshot as the armored ponies moved in. Several minutes passed as Vanguard explained the situation to the Legion Police. With a nod, they escorted Stoneshot away, while the other ponies returned to their business. Twilight and the rest of their friends came over once the commotion had dispersed. they settled down around a campfire that Scarlet had set up. "What was all that commotion about?" Rowdy asked. She looked disapprovingly at Applejack. "Roughhousing with the Legionnaires already?"
"He started it," Applejack replied.
"He's going to have to see some pony about that jaw," Fluttershy said. "I hope Dr. Redbrand doesn't yell at him too loudly. It looks like it really hurts."
"I heard Scarlet say something about lashing," Pinkie Pie said. "Are they going to pluck his eyelashes for being a bully?"
"Maybe, if they didn't get a whip from the fort before we ran for it," Scarlet replied.
"That's ridiculous,"
Rainbow Dash said.
"And I hope this Dr. Redbrand does yell at him for being a jerk."
"Are you all right, Applejack?" Twilight asked.
"All be fine," Applejack answered.
She turned towards Vanguard.
"Thank you, Candle, for stepping in. You distracted him long enough, at least. I hope I didn't make too many enemies."
"You probably made a few less," Vanguard replied. "That's quite the kick you have there. If you were wearing tramplers, you might have taken his head off."
"Years of apple blocking," Applejack said.
"A farm pony, hmm? Have you worn budding before?" Vanguard asked.
"No, I tried out with McIntosh's collar once. Would that count?"
"Infantry can work with that."
Vanguard patted Applejack's shoulders and back.
"Looks strong," he commented. "You'll do well."
"What about the special operations that Stoneshot was talking about?" Applejack asked. "Is that your group?"
"Special operations is made of small squads of different ponies," Vanguard answered. "We serve as troubleshooters for the Legion."
"Could any of us end up in special operations?"
Rainbow Dash asked.
"I doubt it," Vanguard replied. "My squad itself just lost its Unicorn Mage and Earth Pony Skirmisher, but we recruit from within the Legion, among experienced Legionnaires. It's unlikely that new recruits will head straight to our squad."
"What about unicorns?" Rowdy asked. "Where would we go?"
"The Legion can always use more unicorn magi. It depends on the spells that you have. Offensive casters get bundled into firing lines. The defensive ones tend to be distributed. There's still the problem of you chosen unicorns having to deal with using magic outside the Heartland."
"Isn't there something that can be done about that?" Twilight asked.
"I don't know," Vanguard replied. "Perhaps the prince has a method for adjusting your magic for his realm, or you'll just get used to this place."
With the questions out of the way, the group was silent for some time. The only sounds coming from Spike, who had started dozing next to Twilight, and the uncomfortable grunts of Applejack and Rainbow Dash trying to get a mouthful of concentrated feed down. Vanguard watched them in amusement, then turned towards Scarlet Rabbit.
"Did I hear you right back then?" he asked. "Did you save some booze from the fort?"
"Stormbrew gave me a free bottle when I managed to save the last barrel from the brewery," Scarlet Rabbit said. "It's good stuff, too. I hid it under one of the wagons. Want to drink it, Captain?"
"Our friends look like they need some help in swallowing my father's feet," Vanguard replied.
Scarlet Rabbit was gone in a streak of red. A few seconds later, he was back with a bottle clamped in his mouth and several glasses in his forelegs.
"What's that?"
Twilight asked as Scarlet poured Vanguard a glass. The liquid that flowed from the bottle was clear and sparkling. To her surprise, small arcs of blue electricity appeared at random intervals in the liquid.
"Stormbrew's good stuff,"
Scarlet replied as he poured himself a glass.
"But what is it called?"
Twilight asked again.
"I just told you. Good stuff."
"Stormbrew is an excellent brewer," Vanguard said.
He took a sip.
"Not so good with names."
"I'll try some,"
Pinkie said. With an approving nod, Scarlet gave her a glass and poured her a drink.
"Here goes!"
She emptied the glass in a single pull.
"That's not a good idea,"
Vanguard said. He backed away slightly.
"That was delicious,"
Pinkie Pie said.
"It's like punch, but not very sweet, and really smooth. It leaves this tingly feeling in your tongue, then a cool feeling in your throat. Is it barley I'm tasting? What's with the..."
"Here comes the kick,"
Vanguard said. Arcs of electricity surged through Pinkie Pie, her mane and tail to stood up on end. A trail of smoke left her mouth as she spoke.
"Awesome!"
she gasped, then fell to her side. Worried, her friends looked her over while Scarlet held his sights and laughed.
"So, who else wants a glass?"
Scarlet asked. No pony took up the offer, so he poured himself another drink before watching Pinky doze off with a smile.
"She's good, though," he said. "Maybe I should introduce her to Stormbrew."
"What was her job in the Heartland?"
Vanguard asked.
"Well, she lived with some bakers."
"A baker, hmm? I'm not sure about her fighting skills," Vanguard said. "Maybe she can be a lot of help to my father. She might even make that sandy feed you all hate so much tasty."
"A worthwhile goal, I assure you," Rarity added.
"Take a hint from Pinkie Pie," Vanguard said. "It's time to turn in. We still have some walking to do tomorrow."
The rest of them agreed and did just that. Some time passed and the entire camp had become quiet. Nearly every pony was asleep, save for the sentries guarding the perimeter. Vanguard Clash found himself awake and he quickly realized that he wasn't alone in that. Nearby, Applejack was sitting by the fire while her friends slumbered around her.
"Something wrong?"
he asked.
"Not really," Applejack replied. "I was just thinking about stuff."
Vanguard didn't reply immediately and settled near her.
"Say, Vanguard," Applejack asked.
"Yes?"
"What Stoneshot said about us chosen ponies, is that how all of you Legion types feel? Do you think we're all cowardly and spoiled?"
"No," Vanguard answered. "If I thought that, then I'd be joining Stoneshot and beating you up. The fact that no one helped him should give you a clue as to how popular his opinion is."
"So he's just one disgruntled pony?"
"That's not quite true either. The ponies of the Barrier Lands have different opinions on the Chosen," Vanguard said. "Some like to treat you and the Heartland like a fairy tale so they can just concentrate on fighting for their homes. Others acknowledge your existence but put their faith in our prince, knowing what's best. There are also ponies who just like a good fight and don't sweat anything else."
He looked at Scarlet when he said that.
"Then there's Stoneshot and his ilk. Ponies who like to hold on to a centuries-old grudge."
"So where do you put yourself?"
"I think I'm a mix of the first two," Vanguard said.
"Why would any pony want to hold on to a grudge? We've never done anything to them. If we knew what was going on out in these parts, we'd all have done something to help."
"Don't be so quick to put all your fellow chosen in the same boat," Vanguard said. "As for why hold on to a grudge, who knows? Perhaps it makes them feel superior by playing the victim of injustice. They could genuinely feel that it's the chosen's fault, or they could just be carrying on their parents' beliefs."
A minute of silence passed, with the two of them simply staring at the fire.
"Speaking of folks," Applejack said, "I hope your pa's not too upset about us not liking his sandy feed. To be honest, I don't think it's that bad. It'll probably taste better with a little applesauce."
"I'm sure he's already taken your ability to swallow it with only a little gagging as a compliment,"
Vanguard replied. He paused.
"Is that why you were wandering around when Stoneshot ran into you? You were looking for some applesauce?"
"Well, yeah,"
Applejack answered, her face reddening slightly.
"Just plain apples would have done it. I can make applesauce in a jiff."
She paused for a while.
"What about your ma? Is she in the Legion too?"
"I'm avoiding her for now," Vanguard replied. "Until I have access to an actual hospital, I'll be lucky if she doesn't assault me on our way to Bastion City."
Applejack laughed.
"Sounds like one of my aunties," she said.
She was quiet for a while again. Vanguard noticed an air of melancholy around her. The smile on her face quickly faded.
"It must be nice working with your folks in the Legion," she said.
"I see," Vanguard replied.
He patted Applejack on the shoulder in an awkward attempt at comfort, once more wishing that he had the voice for this.
"Perhaps it will help if you look at it this way."
Applejack looked at him curiously. At the sight of her scrutiny, Vanguard coughed slightly before continuing.
Those are far away and you miss them. Try to take comfort in knowing that they are far away from all of this and that they are safe.
That's a nice thought, Applejack said.
To Vanguard's relief, some of her smile managed to come back.
Thank you kindly, Vanguard. That's real nice of you.
Vanguard cleared his throat and looked away.
Now get some rest, he said. You'll lose the respect you earned today if you collapse in exhaustion tomorrow.
Understood, Captain.
With that, Applejack settled in between Rarity and Rainbow Dash and closed her eyes, leaving Vanguard alone to stare at the fire. The flames reminded him of the unicorn mage his squad had lost.
I don't care what she intended. Her actions condemn her. Hundreds of good ponies are dead, and the North is in danger because of her loyalty to the truth. By the Prince's law, I will kill her the next time we meet.
He had sounded so strong and determined back there. He wondered if Twilight Sparkle even believed a word he said about being able to kill Pyrvella just like that. She likely saw right through him. Pyrvella had been one of his very few friends for a very long time. There was no way he would be able to kill her and feel nothing. He felt a little pathetic, sitting by himself in front of the fire. He was the captain of only one pony, and his failure to arrive in time still loomed from the north. Helping these chosen, however, gave him some comfort. He had never been one to make friends. He was lucky to have met Pyre Valor all those years ago, and he knew quite well that Blademane was not really his friend, but Pyre's. Scarlet Rabbit was an accidental friendship. He remembered being back in that woven's tent and realizing how little he had when Pyrvella left him to die. It was a dark and terrible feeling, a feeling that he could put behind him now.
I've lost two and found six, he thought. Not a bad trade in the end.
A few more minutes passed and he settled down for some sleep himself. Tomorrow, Bastion City awaited.